This is Dr. Ravi dictating follow-up consultation on Paula, P-A-U-L-A, last name Cavaness, C-A-V-N-E-S-S. Her date of birth is September 24, 1953. Patient seen for Dr. Fazio, new pair of dear Dr. Fazio. Thank you again for your continued support. This 70-year-old female comes for follow-up evaluation today. She was seen in October of 23 for possibility of hypercoagulable status following a recent episode of TIA. Patient also had history of lupus in her earlier age and was treated then, but currently was not on any medications. So blood work was done. Her CBC was unremarkable. Her CMP essentially unremarkable except for slightly elevated creatinine of 1.01. Her anti-cardiolipin antibody was high at 18, which is again borderline. And her protein S level was low, 55. It should be about 63 or higher. Other than that, there was no other abnormality found on her blood work, new paragraph. Looking at her blood work, since these results are not very convincing, I don't think at this point we should commit her to long-term anticoagulation therapy. A baby aspirin might suffice at this point. Also, we will recheck it in 4 months, and at that point, if the levers are again abnormal, we could consider Plavix or we can consider Eliquis or Xarelto. New paragraph. Thank you for your continued support. This is a follow-up consultation on Paula, P-A-U-L-A, Cavaness, C-A-V-N-E-S-S. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Fazio with the blood work. Thank you.